Western Europeans came to define their values far more sharply by going on crusades. And this is seen, for instance, in their reaction to perhaps the greatest of the Muslim commanders of the time, Saladin, the Sultan of Egypt, who was seen as almost a better example of chivalry than most of the Western Europeans on crusade. Hailed as, in many ways, the supreme example of a chivalrous man. And these notions feed very much into our romantic notions of the Middle Ages. And the idea that the Templars, the Hospitallers, these men who fused a religious vocation, they were in effect a religious order, like a monastic order, but at the same time they were warriors, they were dedicated to the defense of the faith, the defense of the holy city. These emerge in the early 12th century at Jerusalem. They're looked upon as the epitome of chivalry. They, again, of course, are figures that are quite common in novel and romance, starting in the Middle Ages and running to the present day. And so a good deal of these romantic images come very much out of the epic, the chansons de geste, the troubadour poetry created in the 12th and 13th centuries. And they are still a powerful image. The term crusader very often is a flattering term. Not always. Sometimes it's ironic. Sometimes it's derogatory. But someone going on a crusade is supposedly doing this action for some kind of noble reasons. On the other hand, in more recent generations, there's been a darker side stressed of the crusades and reinterpretations of what this historical movement meant. The dramatic expansion of national states of Western Europe, especially in the late 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries, led to a real reinterpretation of the Crusader movement. Now, some of these were very positive and others are not so positive, and these images are still very powerful today. In the 19th century, the French, above all, since many of the earliest crusaders were Franks or French, the French spent a great deal of interest on the Crusades. Some of the finest works in early crusader scholarship are written by French scholars. They stressed the idea of the Crusades as the first step in nationalism, in the sense of imperial nationalism with the great missions in Africa and East Asia. The Crusades were the start of France's mission in the holy places, claims to the area of the Ottoman Empire, its colonial mission in Algeria. Germans picked up on these themes. German intellectuals and politicians, encouraged by Bismarck, cast the great Crusader King Frederick Barbarossa as the first great national king of Germany. That the Third Crusade, actually Frederick was also on the Second Crusade, but the Third Crusade was the great national German effort. That Frederick unfortunately died an untimely and really unseemly death. He drowned in a not so important river in Turkey, and that someday he would come back and reawaken the German nation. He becomes almost an Arthurian figure in this German nationalism of the 19th century. But there's another side at looking at these more modern images, and this becomes particularly common in perceptions and popular literature after the Second World War. The Crusades can be seen as the first of a series of European imperial ventures into the Islamic and also the Greek Orthodox, the Eastern Christian worlds. And these are not such friendly images. The Crusaders are cast as religious fanatics, men brandishing their swords in the name of religion, but really acting out of political motives, out of avarice. And there is some evidence to support this, some very good evidence. The sack of Jerusalem on the 15th of July in 1099 was a disgraceful act that shocked the Islamic world. The Crusaders burst into the city and butchered the Jewish and Muslim populations. There were ugly pogroms, and that's what they really were, the slaughter of Jewish residents in cities in the Rhineland by members of the People's Crusade. And one could multiply the examples of religious intolerance, the general failure of the Christians coming from Western Europe to understand Islam at all on its own terms, and the lack of Western Europeans, even after 200 years of residence in what is called Outre-mer, that is the Crusader state set up in the Levant, that is the lands across the sea in French, of any understanding of Islamic theology, the Quran, all the great achievements of Islam. So these are images that are very powerful. It's led to criticisms not only in Western Europe, but they've been revived by Arab nationalists. Today, one of the most derogatory terms you can throw at a Western European or a North American is a frangi, a Frank, a crusader. Most of the first crusaders were from France. They were Franks. And this is still a derogatory term in the Islamic world. And so these images are extremely powerful, these negative images. And they balance this romantic tradition going back to the Middle Ages, as well as these 19th century nationalist interpretations. So the Crusades are really a remarkable phenomenon coming out of the Middle Ages, still being debated, still being discussed today, and still being seen as having an immediate influence on our world, especially on the Middle East.